Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, nice man is Paul Weller. Now, since Sarah Bulger starred in the movie In America in 2003, she's been in loads of stuff, as they'd say in Kildare. Stormbreaker, The Spiderwick Chronicles, Once Upon a Time. And since 2018, she's been starring in Mayans MC, the spin-off series to the multi-award winning Sons of Anarchy. You'll be able to see her as in from Monday the 10th in End of Sentence, which is available to download. It's a sort of a road trip across Ireland with a father and son and Jewel, this mysterious stranger, played by Sarah Bulger. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you.
I don't know. Just to you. How's things?
Yeah, great. I'm just doing the maths here. So 18, 19 years. You've been acting for more than half your life.
I have been acting for, yes, for like 25 years to age myself.
Wow.
And actually, this is going to sound really funny, but, and I was only talking this to my mum and my sister a minute ago, you were the first person, you, Ray Darcy, the first person to ever put me on TV at the age of one.
Right.
In Smile of the Week on the
day. All right.
Please do not try and find it. I do not want to see the photo ever again, but it did happen.
So you were destined to be on the screen then, Sarah. You were destined.
Something like that. I don't know.
So I'm, if you were only one, obviously, it was something to do with your loving parents who wanted their child on the telly.
Oh my God, yes. I did not.
Yeah. So you obviously got a feel for it then. And did you go to one of the acting schools when you were younger?
I did, yeah. No, I went to Anne Kavanagh's drama school when I was very young.
Yeah.
And of course, she was an immense help in like the kickoff and of the career and all that.
Yeah.
But I mean, very young age. It's mad that it's, and I'm so fortunate and lucky that it's continued. It wasn't just a childhood thing.
I know, but you're talented, obviously. That's why it's continued, you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I watched End of Sentence. I really enjoyed it. And
thank you.
And your part is, it's, you know, there's loads going on there, isn't there? With you.
So much, yeah. She's a little bit of an enigma. Like the character I play, unlike so many of the characters that I've actually played in the past, like there is something kind of disingenuous maybe to her. You're always questioning, the audience should always question the things that are coming out of her mouth, what her motives are, what her goals are.
Yeah.
But I think the truth is, like, Jules comes from a really hard background in her life, and she's a bit of a, you know, she's a bit of a mystery woman. But at the end of the day, I do think she does fall for the dynamic of Frank and Sean, played by Logan Lerman and John Hawkes, and their dynamic of father-son and that paternal love they have. Is something that I think really affects her, but you know she's so stoic that you sort of, it's hard to catch glimpses of. It's just a fun character to play.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah. And you can sing, Sarah.
Kind of.
Do you know what I loved about? Do you know one of the that I love that scene in the movie where you're in the pub and
yeah.
you get to sing "Dirty Old Town" with the
resident,
the
yeah.
band, yeah, because you see loads of. Sort of contrivances of an Irish pub in movies,
right.
And they rarely get it right. But that felt yeah. it felt right, and it looked natural. And there was even that man who passed you at one stage coming back from the loo. You see, it's the detail. It's the detail that's important. So you've been hiding your voice then, have you? Or
I mean, I sang in America, oddly enough.
Yes.
I sang the Eagle song "Desperado." And I sing to much annoying my poor parents, because I have a guitar that I only know like seven chords to, and I sing with that. There will not be an album released. Please rest assured, no one's got an album, but it is something I do in my spare time.
What's that girl's name? Driver's License. Isn't she an actor as well? Is she an actress come singer? You know,
is this Driver's License?
Yeah,
know.
The big hit. There's the big hit of... Where were you last year? The big hit of last year.
Honestly, I was stuck in Los Angeles.
I think it was Both Sides of the Atlantic. Anyway.
Oh, I'm terrible. I think I'm terrible. Unless it's on the Hamilton soundtrack.
I don't know.
There's nothing else I listen to.
So you're back home in Dublin, back from LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got back because I've been away now a year and a bit.
Right.
Since... I missed Christmas and everything because of, you know.
Something's been going on in the world. Yes, we've noticed.
The little thing.
Yeah. Was that tough for you?
Oh, my God. I was on FaceTime every second of every day. In fact, I was very I wanted my family to keep an iPad on just 24/7 just so I could sort of be in every room with them. I drove them nuts. I was so lonely. I mean, yeah. I was fortunate that in September, Mayans MC, the TV show that I'm doing, we actually were one of the first productions in Los Angeles to kick back up after COVID started. Yeah. So I actually did end up working, you know, quite, you know, early-ish into the pandemic. But at the same time, it was so restrictive, your movements, your fears. So there is a lot of just sitting in, you know, the little space I have in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And missing your family.
Of course, my God, lost without them.
Was it very emotional then, the reunion?
I don't know. I know the dogs are really happy to see me.
The dogs, just the dogs, right?
The dogs. No, it was so lovely to be home because at the end of the day, like, it's just, you know, mum, dad, sister and uncle. Like, it's such a small little family and it's just so lovely to be able to see everyone and I missed Christmas, so they gave me like a birthday / Christmas party.
Nice,
day.
Nice, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes, that was very lovely. Yeah, yeah. I actually would do that again just because it's just a fun celebration day.
So End of Sentence is available to download as in from next Monday with Sarah, and you're continuing to work on Mayans MC, which has been commissioned for a fourth season, I believe.
I just woke up Monday morning to hear the news. We get a fourth season, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't there such huge opportunities now for actors?
Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah. And do you know what? I'm so happy to learn about how many productions are filming in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, our crews are some of the best crews, I think, in the world. It's just so fantastic. All these stages are popping up and spaces are being adapted into sound stages for films.
Your man's in town. What's his name? Patrick Dempsey. And what? Because we watched that when Kate was younger. Enchanted. Who's the female star in that?
Oh, yes, they're doing Enchanted too.
Yeah. Who's the female star in that?
Is it Amy Adams?
Yes. Is it? I'm not too sure.
She was the lead in the first one, well, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I think they're up in Enniskerry there in Wicklow, and they're shooting up there. Yeah. And there's loads of new studios been built around the place as well. So
I know.
Yeah, there might
it's the best place. I sing its praises from every corner.
Right. Okay.
I just want things to. And actually, End of Sentence brought me back to Ireland to film. And not only that, it brought me like around the country, like countryside that I hadn't even been to.
Yes, you should be embarrassed, Sarah Bulger, that you don't know your own country.
Oh, it's a gosh. But I got to see so much of it, and it was lovely. Actually, it made me like fall back in love with
Ireland. Yeah, I won't give too much away, but there's a beautiful shot at the end. Now you're not in it, unfortunately, but there's a beautiful shot at the end of the movie. By a lake somewhere, I think it's in Cavan or someplace like that, and it is beautiful. So Sarah, listen, when all this is over, you might come in and chat to us. Good luck with Mayans MC, End of Sentence, and don't be a stranger. So it's, we won't say your age, but it's a long time since I saw you when you were one on the den. Okay, see you Sarah. Mind yourself.
I would love to see you in person. Yeah. Thank you, bye.
See you Sarah, bye. That's Sarah Bulger there, and End of Sentence is the movie available to download as in from Monday.